To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of an aerial view of blue skies over the Chaitchay-Pinqua Woods area outside of Chicago and Lake Michigan on the horizon comes to us from yours truly as I captured this scene. And my iPhone's GPS locator captured my position, even though I was in midair, back on April 25th, 2021, as I was flying to San Antonio to complete my training as a CFMA with Freedom in Christ Ministries. Well, it's Friday, thank God, and this morning I am rejoicing because of last night's successful Freedom appointment with one of the men from the Freedom in Christ course. And because it's the end of the work week, and I will have a couple of days in the presence of my beloved wife, Tammy Lynn. As I have had my iPhone's photo gallery set to 2021, and have been cleaning house of some old photos by releasing them to the blog, I have mostly discovered forgotten Facebook friends' photos, but this morning, I came upon today's view from my flight to San Antonio, and it reminds me of how much has changed since that flight in 2021. Not only did I complete my training as a CFMA for FICM, but after that, Tammy Lynn and I were engaged and were married on New Year's Day, 2022. In the same year, I went on to serve at Freedom in Christ Ministries' next practicum in November, where I met Sue Huber in person and served under her on the practicum's prayer team. Shortly after that, Sue became Freedom in Christ Ministries' national course coordinator, and I began facilitating men's online Freedom in Christ courses in 2022. And in the shifting landscape of 2021, I also made the decision to leave my local church and was released in December of 2021 and began attending Starpoint Church, which has since moved locations, where I now serve as the leader to celebrate freedom, the Discipleship Recovery Support Group. Little did I know how much would change after that flight in April of 2021. It was an end in itself, in a way, as I was going to complete my training for Freedom in Christ Ministry. But now that I look back, it was really a beginning to some seismic changes in my life, and it all began when I answered the call to try to help others experience their freedom in Christ, which I experienced when I decided to surrender to the Lord's will for my life. A lot can change in a short time when you follow the Lord, and right now just happens to be the season to repent and believe in the gospel. So let me encourage you to consider asking God what He wants to do with the rest of your life in this season of Lent. God's plan is better than our plan for our lives. So why not use this season of Lent to discover it? And speaking of Lent, it's the 33rd day of Lent. And so we continue my personal walkthrough of Gracia Grindal's 40-day journey with Martin Luther to observe and celebrate the Lenten season. And this walkthrough of Grindal's devotional is our hope that we will discover, get to know Martin Luther a little better and as we seek to draw closer to the Lord on our journey to Resurrection Sunday or Easter. And so we continue with Journey Day 33. And Martin Luther writes, "What then does daily bread mean? Answer, everything included in the necessities and nourishment for our bodies, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, farm, fields, livestock, money, property, an upright spouse, upright children, upright members of the household, upright and faithful rules, good government, good weather, peace, health, decency, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like." But especially is this petition directed against our chief enemy, the devil, whose whole purpose and desire is to take away or interfere with all we have received from God. He is not satisfied to obstruct and overthrow the spiritual order, but he also prevents and impedes the establishment of any kind of government or honorable and peaceful relations on earth. In short, it pains him that anyone should receive even a mouthful of bread from God and eat it in peace. If it were in his power and our prayer to God did not restrain him, surely we would not have a straw in the field, a penny in the house, or even an hour more of life, especially those of us who have the Word of God and would like to be Christians. That was from Martin Luther, and the biblical wisdom that they pair with that is 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8, which says, "Cast all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour." At this point, our devotional recommends silence for meditation, where we can ponder the words of Martin Luther and the words of 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8. And after you're thoroughly meditated for a time, we can continue with our questions to ponder. And the first question to ponder is, how do you think our prayer to God restrains the devil? Explain. Well, when we pray to the Lord to provide for us, we are drawing into a close personal relationship where we are trusting Him. And when we have that communion with God, we are empowered to do His will, and He blesses our seeking Him with His grace and protection. Our prayer to God takes away from the enemy's influence and puts us where we are supposed to live, in the presence of the Lord. The second question is, Luther sees all life on this earth as a battle between God and Satan concerning every single part of our lives, from spirit to flesh. What do you understand Luther to mean by this? Well, Luther is addressing the truth of the unseen aspects of our lives, the spiritual reality that our enemy is not flesh and blood, but are the principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this age, who are the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, or demons. Just as God is real and has interactions with man to draw us into His kingdom, demons afflict mankind through deception, temptation, accusation, and condemnation, in a wicked campaign to steal, kill, and destroy us. And the next question is, read again Luther's list of what constitutes daily bread. What do you think is the responsibility of individual Christians and the church to see that all people enjoy this daily bread? How might this responsibility be worked out? Well, our responsibilities as individuals and as a church is to work towards and encourage others to know the truth of the gospel and to work toward the betterment of our fellow man by encouraging community and work towards a productive society where our needs, our daily bread, is provided for. We can work out this responsibility by being a productive member of society and by forming faith communities where personal responsibility and being a good steward of the things God has provided us with is encouraged and supported with words and actions. That moves us along to the psalm fragment. And the psalm fragment today is Psalm 104, 14 and 15, where the Word of God says, "You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and the plants for people to use, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart." That God provides. And then we move on to our journal reflections, the first of which says, the Lord's Prayer directs us to ask, "Give us today our daily bread." Meditate on this petition and write about what each of these words means to you. Well, these words point to the fact that everything we have is received by God's grace, and that we are to ask Him to continue to provide for our needs, our daily bread, on a daily basis. And the next journal prompting says, make a list of all the things that might prevent you or anyone else from receiving and enjoying our daily bread. Can you think of this petition as a way of saying no to these things? Why or why not? Well, negative circumstances or trials could prevent our receiving our daily bread. Loss of jobs, famine, natural disasters. But also our negative mind states, our pride, suffering from the consequences of sin, anxiety, worry, fear, and depression could also take away our peace and cause us to not enjoy or appreciate our daily bread. It took a second for me to figure out what this prompting was asking, but yes, by asking, "Give us today our daily bread," it could be seen as us saying no to the things that would prevent us from receiving and enjoying our daily bread. give us our daily bread, not these other things that could prevent us from receiving or enjoying it. And the last journal prompting says, the concept of the devil was a common way to talk about evil and its consequences in Luther's time. Is Satan or the devil a reality for you? Explain. If not, how do you think about evil? I have to ask the concept. The Word of God attests to the reality of Satan, and I have experienced the reality of the spiritual forces of darkness in my life to confirm the Word of God is true. Not only was I freed from the temptations and condemnations of the enemy when I repented personally, I have seen evidence of the presence of demons in other people's lives, as I have seen glimpses of demons manifesting in freedom appointments before the subjects repented and cast them out. There is no concept about it. The devil is real, and he must be resisted and cast out of our lives through our repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And then we move along to the prayers for the life of faith, which prompts us to pray that God will protect you and will triumph over the evil one, and give thanks for the good that God has done to give you a good life. So let's pray. Lord, protect us and help us to triumph over Satan, and always remind us to give you thanks for all you have done to give us good lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And finally, the prayer for today from our devotion is, Dear God, thank you for continuing to give us each day our daily bread. Continue to give us the strength to stand against evil and teach us to be thankful. Amen. That moves us along to our today's Bible verse, which comes from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And today's verses are from Proverbs 16, 16 and 17. And the Word of God says, from the NIV, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Today's verses fall under the 17th point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And that 17th point says, it's better to have wisdom than to have wealth. Today's verses encourage us to know and experience the tremendous value of the wisdom and insight that lead us to live a righteous life of obedience to God. Knowing the truth of the gospel and wisdom of living for God is better than gold and silver. Money can't buy you love, and it can't buy you the peace that is found through faith in Jesus Christ and following him into a good, pure, and righteous life. So seek the Lord and his righteousness and wisdom to be truly rich. As always, we invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where we always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist our brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from According to Your Word, Morning and Evening Through the New Testament by Stephen F. Alford. And in his devotional, Alford prompts us to read a chapter of Scripture. And today's chapter is Luke 22. And from Luke 22, he shares Luke 22:35, which says, And he said to them, When I sent you without money bag, did you lack anything? So they said, Nothing. And Alford writes, Loving Father, I do thank you for the fact that I can faithfully and gratefully say with the disciples of old, I lacked nothing. I thank you that you have supplied all my needs, despite the fact that you sent me forth without purse. Indeed, Father, you have done far exceedingly abundantly above what I could have asked or thought. Blessed be your holy name forever. I thank you most of all, however, for the unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, for all that he is and will ever be to me, for all that has come and will yet come to me through him. I bow in heartfelt thankfulness. Amen. Amen. God provides, and the best thing he provides is a knowledge of Jesus Christ, which leads to a life of faith and a prompting to follow Jesus into a righteous life where we obey God's word and, repent of the way of the world to follow God's ways. It just happens to be the pathway to peace and freedom in Christ. So we highly recommend that. As always, we encourage people to check out Freedom in Christ Ministries. We do share our teachings on the podcast and on our YouTube channel, MT for Christ 247, for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, Freedom in Christ. They're all available to you, and we highly encourage you to check them out. And if you check them out, if you want, we can even send you the materials that we handed out. There were documents that went along with those courses. If you email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. So I haven't shared that plug in a while, so I figured I should probably do that now that we come to another ending on, as I complete the Freedom in Christ course I'm currently leading on Monday. However, as I've stated yesterday, Peter Merkavich is doing a Freedom in Christ course for men on Tuesday evenings. That's underway, and it's not too late to sign up. So if anyone's really interested in freedom, they're men, and as a man, and you want to sign up, check out our previous blog post about the Way of Escape Freedom in Christ group, and follow the link to sign up for Peter's group, and I'll see you there on Tuesdays. For anyone local, if you need support with recovery or discipleship, we encourage you to check out Celebrate Freedom at Star Point Church. I shared the link for that in the support groups today on the blog as well. So today is Friday, and I'm rejoicing and thanking God that the season of Lent is slowly drawing to a close as we will be moving into Holy Week this week with Palm Sunday on Sunday, and then Holy Thursday and Good Friday, and I don't know what Wednesday is called, I forget. Anyway, but it might be Holy Wednesday, I'm not sure. But we're drawing in close to the Lord, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God will do in the next week as I close the Freedom in Christ course on Monday, and I have my last scheduled freedom appointment on Thursday. So it'll be a good week to move into and celebrate Easter next weekend. But before that, we thank God for today, and we'll move forward in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for the freedom you've given us and all the changes you've made since we came to faith in Jesus. We were born again in 2010, and you moved us forward into repentance through Bible college and Christian counseling classes and training with Freedom in Christ Ministries, and to move from one church to another, and to find a faithful Christian wife, and to encourage other men to experience their freedom in Christ. Lord, you blessed me beyond measure, and I thank you. And Lord, we just pray for you to continue blessing us and to bless anyone who's listening or reading today's message, that you'd come alongside them and their prayer requests, their life of faith. Lord, we all need your help, and we're asking for it today. So we pray for you to go before us, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and move us in the way we should go. It's all we want to do is represent you in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.